Genesis 28, verse 12. And Jacob dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set upon the earth, the top of it reached to the heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above the ladder and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and God of Isaac. The land where you lie, I will give unto you. And God gave him promises of the gospel spreading everywhere. Then in verse 16, Jacob woke out of his sleep and he said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know. Are you there? And he was afraid and he said, this place is dreadful. It is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. This is the gate of heaven. So we have been looking at this scripture, we're using to open our recent teachings. Put someone on it and flowing with the Spirit. And I said, it just shows how a man can miss out on something that God has planned for him. And imagine, he said, the Lord was in this place and I did not know it. And one of the things that just came to my mind is, how many times has this happened? Probably this was not the first time it's happened to Jacob. The Lord was in this place and I did not know it. And it shows us that we can get familiar with things so much that they stop blessing us. And that is the issue with a lot of Christians. Get familiar with something so much that it stops blessing them. And, okay, let me ask this one. If you're a Glossary Church member, you should know this one. I said, the basic things are what? Are the most important things. And because they are basic, we get to overlook them. Okay, it doesn't matter. This one, they just get overlooked. They say familiarity, they say breeds contempt. It breeds it. It ought not to be so. When you get familiar with things, get familiar with things. So don't develop apathy. You know, apathy towards the word. You have just gotten familiar with hearing the word. You know, the first time you heard it, listen, look up. The first time you heard it, you went to JC Media and you started downloading teachings. You downloaded teachings. And you were listening. In fact, they were asking you at home, what's happening? What's this voice? Then suddenly, you can't even remember the last time you went to the church website to download teachings. Talking to someone. You share it. www.jsmedia.org. You share it every day. And people click on your link and they download. By God's grace, we have people listening all over the world. Of course, we are not in some countries yet. Amen? We are in a lot of countries. A lot of countries. There are some countries I saw last time I checked and I didn't know the country existed, sincerely. I saw one island or something. I said, who is listening to JC Media from this place? You know, that's the beautiful thing about technology. It just exposes everything, where everything is coming from. Hallelujah. And you are the one sharing. But you've gotten so familiar that what used to get you blessed is not it anymore. You should not get to that place. You know, there are people who get now familiar with prayer. It becomes work. You're no longer hearing from God. You're no longer seeking to know God's mind. You're no longer seeking fellowship. You're just praying because they said we should pray in church. And if we don't pray now, they start saying that someone is backsliding. When you find yourself murmuring like that, there's a problem. There's a problem. And so, prayer becomes work. No, I know the prayer that is work. When it's time to work, when it's time for prayer to be work, everybody knows it's work. Amen. But not your prayer chain. Not your prayer group. Not your personal prayer times. Amen. The Lord was here and I did not know it. What is the cause? Overlooking. Oversleeping. Are we sleeping too much? Is God there and we don't know it? So sometimes we get familiar with the basic things. With the basic things. Why am I saying basic things? Because dream is something that is common. Jacob had been dreaming. It's so common that he had dreamt and dreamt and dreamt that he can miss God out. He can miss out on God in a dream.
He has attended meetings and meetings and meetings and meetings so much that he cannot miss out on God in a meeting. He has listened to teachings and teachings and teachings and teachings. You know, the same teaching that you have been taught. Someone else listens to you and say, Jesus, my heart is burning. I need to pray. At least you are done with service. I want to go home. That church, they just want to kill someone. Are we not going to have a life? Are we not going to have a life? I've calculated it for you before. Amen. Remember that year? I don't remember. It's been a long time. Can I see the end? Oh my, just delete that soon. Okay. I said there are 168 hours in a week. Now, how many of you now remember now? Okay. That means you have not listened to the teachings. Okay. 168 hours in a week. Go and calculate how many hours you use in church. In fact, not church. Plus your prayer chain, plus your prayer group, plus your follow-up. When you are done, you would have at least 132 hours. Now, take sleep out of it. A believer at your age, if you are lesser than 40 or 50, you don't need 8 hours sleep. Amen. Amen. Sleep is for the baby and the elderly. 6 should do for you. Amen. Am I right? 6 to 7. Uh-huh. It should do for you. When you get there, you now start sleeping. Amen. If you are 30, you are sleeping. At 25, at 22, you are... Nah. Take away 6 hours of sleep. 7 hours. Times 7, 49. The issue is, out of that remaining hours, you know, you don't complain that you are going to work every day. Hallelujah. In the scriptures, they met daily. No, things have changed. It's the same Spirit of God. Amen. You are studying the same Bible. Probably even a larger version. They met daily. So if your complaint is, the number of times you are spending in church is too much, your issue is not church. Your issue is that you are worldly. The issue with church is that because he does not give you money directly, because you don't go to your boss and say, must you come to work every day? It's getting too much. Oh. Because you know, they will just tell you, you don't have to bother yourself. If it's getting too much, stay at home. Hallelujah. You will work from home. And it's not remote. You are sacked. You are promoted to a customer. So your issue, out of that one, you watch, what's that one? That like, reality show. I know it, but Big Brother. Your big brother, you watch your big brother. See this one? Your problem is worldliness. You are worldly, you are worldly. You are worldly. Easy to be glorified now, but you are worldly. The issue is not meetings. The issue is not prayer. The issue is not the study of the word. The issue is you are worldly. And you have allowed familiarity to get the better of you. What familiarity ought to do to you is to deepen it. That means the more I get familiar with the word, my knowledge of it is deepened. The more I get familiar with prayer, it should be deepening it, not making me aware of. So we said we can get so much used to things that we get complacent. One of the things we can get complacent with is also the move of the Spirit. The move of the Spirit. Flowing with the Spirit of God. And I explained what that means last week. You know, you come to a meeting. They say it's a Holy Ghost meeting. And then you just, everybody's speaking in tongues. And you just, well, let's finish. Say, don't press break. In fact, some people, when they see people rejoicing in the Spirit and all that, just, how then will you be blessed? You can't be blessed. See, it's not, that pastor used to talk. How will you be blessed? You are not in the move. You are not in the Spirit. As it were. You are pathetic. Lackluster. You have this carefree attitude towards it. So we are speaking in tongues. We want to speak by the Spirit. And everybody around is going, rebels and it's not big girlish. It's childishness. Amen. You know, You go to meetings and then you see people rejoice and then you see someone just doing like this. In his head, he's the mature one. So when Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit,
Your Lord and Savior is immature. The devil wants to sift you as wheat. Says for the immature, when we are younger too. The ancient of this rejoiced. You, how many days are you? You know, we are thinking about him. He said, he's been faithful from the ages past. You, when is your past? 1982. It's not past. It's not that past. There are records, there are videos. We said someone has been faithful from the ages past and is still rejoicing in the spirit. I don't get complacent. Come on, I don't get complacent. I flow with the spirit. So, it means to move in the direction of the spirit of God via the gifts. Via the gift of the Spirit. Now I'm aware that there are people when they hear gift of the Spirit. Now listen this morning. I believe that this morning there are people who, this teaching is going to change your view of the things of the Spirit. And I really want you to listen. Is that clear? Now I'm aware that there are people who, when they hear gift of the Spirit or the Spirit, your something is just not balanced. You just feel, I remember the first time someone laid hands on me to speak in tongues. Every person in that meeting spoke in tongues. It was a round meeting. And I did not speak in tongues. Guess what I was saying in my heart? I don't want to sin against the Holy Ghost. And as people were speaking to me, I was like, a little loyal in here. You know, I was like, one eye open. I said, remember someone, let me speak. We bless you, Lord. Because, so, ignorance can also delay, but that should not be the case. So, when you hear, and why is it so? Because there are people who have built a doctrine because of the excesses. Now, I'm gonna explain what I just said now. I'm aware that there are excesses. There are people who overdo something. Right? But you cannot build doctrine on excesses. I have said it over and over again. You can't build a doctrine because some people are abusing something. It's like saying you are not going to spend money again because some people are having fake naira notes. Who will suffer? It's not the naira. It's you. I don't get what I just said now. Oh, yeah, because some people, they are abusing tongues. They are doing fake tongues. Now, if there is a fake tongue, that means there is an original tongue, right? Because you cannot... Can you have a fake 5,000 naira note, single note? Why can't you have a fake 5,000 naira single note? Because there is no 5,000 naira single note. So for you to have a fake tongue, I would say, that tongue is fake. Sorry, tongometer. You are the one that knows the tongue that is fake. Maybe we should employ you in the body of Christ. You screen churches. See, from where, as I was hearing it, Mubuas Kamaya. Mugbo Labala does not sound original. How do you know it? Because no man understands tongues. You can't build doctrine on excesses. Are you with me? You can't build doctrine on excesses. No. Are there not people who falsify the gospel? Fake prophets, fake teachers, false teachers. Are there not people who exploit the flock of God for money? Are there not? Suddenly you don't know. There are! Oh, in case you don't know. There was one pastor that said people should say $1,000. That they will live 1,000 years. If you are not stupid too. If you are not stupid too. Over the village, Metusela. You Metusela, they are looking at it. How did you do it? 1,000 years, what you want to be doing? You don't know what that is. You likely will see Caesar. The one that said give on Caesar, what belongs to Caesar. You will see him. Then you will not see Buhari. You won't see that. You will see everybody. Scientists will not allow you to do it. They will start taking things from your body, testing about. Because they want to know, is there immortality here? Let's take it, the Elohims of this world. Hallelujah. There are people who falsify the gospel, but that does not mean we are not going to preach. There are people who abuse revelation gifts. There was a particular sister some years ago. She came to me and said, and that's the issue. You know, she we're in a fellowship together. So, one prophet asked her to get naked. That they saw a vision of her that she has been tied. You know, that Gabos kind of revelation. That she has been tied and all of that. That she's going to stay naked. Where? In the prophet's house. Say, what should I do, sir? I said, you can't stay the naked now. He said, no, I know you not allow me to do it. So why are you asking me? You know, some questions are stupid. Number one, when you were going there, did you call me? Number two, have I told you to stay naked before? Why are you not asking me as though I'm part of the WhatsApp group? Hey, that's an abuse of revelation gifts. That's if the gift is there. Amen. That's if the gift is there. But that does not mean because some people are abusing it. Fine. Someone is abusing it does not mean there are no revelation gifts. And because of that, you know, in the body of Christ, there are people who have now put revelation gifts aside. Because they feel it has been abused by some people, so they don't want to go into it. No. Visions is for everybody. I have visions. I see visions. In the name of Jesus. So, we cannot build doctrine on excesses. We must flow in the direction of the Spirit of God. So the question is, what does the Spirit want to do this morning? Then I'm a part of it. Same people who now, they now took that movement upon tongues. The focus was now on tongues and rejoicing. In fact, when I was much younger, rejoicing in the Spirit was demonic. Something like that. And later on, I found out that it was not about the rejoicing, it was about the man. A man was being targeted. And he's a man that does not pay attention to news and media. Whatever you say, he'll just go and continue his own service. He doesn't preach in any other church, he doesn't do anything. He just preaches to his own people. And they were targeting him. Targeting him. So because they rejoice a lot. There are people in this world, pastors, they will ask you to be jumping. How has jumping become a sin? In your primary school, did you not jump? Huh? Answer me now. If you have never jumped before, raise your hand. If you have never jumped, you don't have legs. That's what it means. If you have legs, you have jumped. Amen. How has jumping now become a sin? They are jumping in the church. What has the body of Christ done to? They are jumping in the church. Is that what we learned in the Bible? Yes. That's exactly what we learned. That's the only thing we learned. Someone told me some years ago, say that I have a demon in me. I can't look myself. How can you see me like that? I have a demon. Amen. Me. Demon call. May not the name. I don't have anything. I'm just happy. And you are sad. We should be looking at who has a demon. Amen. So, we have to know how to flow in the direction of the Spirit of God. Some people say that tongues is fake. It's okay. Who is the Igbo here? I'm not talking about Lagos Igbo. Bro, man, you can speak it very well. Bro, welcome. You can tell a story in Igbo. You can tell a story in Igbo. Yeah, come. Come. Igbo Queen. Mm-hmm. you don't have to volunteer yourself. Why you not breathing hard? If I come, you understand Igbo? Nothing. Bia? What's Bia? Okay. Thank God you do that one. Tell her a story in Igbo. Don't stop, just continue. Just say anything. You can even lie, because I don't understand too. Oh yeah, continue. Watch her face. Uh-huh. Try to understand. Yaje. Go and have your seat. Now, are you looking at her face? Sit down. She's like, okay. Yaje, okay. I heard that one. Mbonu we kwe kwezu. And that's exactly how your mind is when you speak in tongues. Because that's the issue. So I go, I don't understand. You are not meant to understand it. Your mind has got to have the interpretation of God. Interpretation has to come to your mind for you to understand what is being spoken in tongues. Tongues go to God. What did I say? Tongues go to God. So, the more gibberish, the more supernatural. You are calling it gibberish. You are calling it... But it's not for the mind. It is for your spirit. And your spirit is not English. Your spirit does not have the education of the Westerners. Your spirit does not know ABCD. Mm-mm. Your spirit knows tongues. And that's why in 1 Corinthians 14, turn your Bibles there. Are you learning something? You saw her face. See the way she was looking. Okay. Okay. I remember there was a time at Kuton. We went to preach. And they were saying French. And that was when I said I was going to learn French. And I was saying, Zuela Gezor. You know that the French is French people talk. The person I started for us, we don't even know whether he's collecting money already. At the back, it's even one pound pay account. So you understand French, yeah? Do you? You should. How about Dennis? Don't you guys understand French? Okay. Tell him that the Spirit of God now dwells in him. Is that spirit? Is that Spirit of God? Let's go. I paid for French class. I did not pass. I passed class 1. When it got class 2, everything just tight. We still have class 12 to go. Class 2. Class 1 was all this, your bonjour, your greetings. Bon après-midi. I passed that one. That one, you know that one. The class 2, like, I just know that. It's like tongue of angels. And that's the way your mind... When you seek to understand tongues, you are disturbing yourself. 1 Corinthians 2, 14, are you there? Can we read verse 1 and verse 2 together? Follow after charity. I told you, the word unknown is not there. But it works, right? If you observe, it's written in italics. If you have an italicized Bible, it's written in italics. When you see words that are written in italics, it means it was not in the original. It was when they are translating it to English that they put it. Is that clear? So when you see words in italics like that, alright? Just like when you see words in red letter, it's like Jesus that said it. The way, that's the same way. When you see words in italics, it was not in the Hebrew or the Greek. It's the translators that when they were translating to English, they felt that this would fit. And they put it, but they put it in the lecture that you know that is their own words. Does that make sense? Alright. So, when it says, if a man speaks in tongue, not in unknown tongue, well fine. Unknown to who? Eh? Man. Alright. And the mind. Good. If a man speaks in tongues, oh yeah, continue now. He speaks not to men. Sorry, is the man also part of the men? Eh? Okay. But unto? Wait. For no man understands him. Sorry. What do they understand? Him or the tongue? Okay. Right? For no man understands tongues. How be it in the spirit? So that means tongues is spiritual. You cannot say, I want to start understanding what this person is saying. My leg bongo don't so. Laba. No. You can't. It's no man understands. It is for God, and God is not confused. And that's why Jude would say, when you speak in tongues, you are building up yourself. You are building up your spirit. You are strengthening your spirit, man. Is that right? Is that fine? So you can't use excesses because some people abuse it. Because there's a way some people do it. I've seen people that teach tongues. Say la. Say barabataka. Say Allah barabataka. Allah. Can't be teaching tongues. Allah barabakata. You say ma. Say ma. Say zaza. Say zazu. Everybody know you say. Say biza. Say Allah biza. You can't teach tongues because no man understands tongues. Albeit in the spirit, he is speaking mysteries. So, for every time I speak in tongues, God hears me. For every time I speak in tongues, God hears me. Very important. And you don't have to wait. Another, some people build on exercise. Some people, they are still waiting. Say, I'm waiting for sanctification. I'm waiting for God to put tongues in my mouth. God is not going to put tongues in your mouth. It's not. You're waiting for, there are some people waiting for 12 years. When Jesus told them together, they were already, how many days after? It was less than a week. And they were already speaking in tongues. You are still waiting. So every time everybody's speaking in tongues, just say, because you're expecting something to come upon you. Sorry, sir. Except there's AC on. Nothing is coming upon you. So you're expecting to feel something. That something will just move your mouth. Now, that's the way some people think. Oh, I will not know what I'm saying. Speak in tongues. Stop. Sure, they don't know what they are saying. Because you cannot, how can you stop what you cannot control? So a lot of ideas that I cannot control it. No one just speak in tongues. I just say, because most of us grew up in those circles. You grew up in those circles. Where you grew up is, nobody speak in tongues that place. Except the service is hot. You know when I say the service is hot? You've sang. Or there's one prayer. And it's always a guest minister. The pastor will never bring that kind of, because of dishonor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pastor will never do that kind of thing. He's the guest minister. Say, ah, that pastor, Obuno, is a lie. You just don't know your pastor. Just here from the back. It's always from the back. Then they are holding her. Then they are trying to cover her. So that you know how many churches I've been to. So that our gown will not come. Yaushi. Arriba, again. And they are chasing her. She knows what she's doing. I'm serious. Except it's a demon. God's spirit and God's gift has control. And that's why Paul will say, when you speak in tongues, let another speak. You wait. You will see it though. Say, you wait. Wait for your turn. That God is not the author of confusion. Let us speak in order. How can we speak in order if it's just spontaneous? If it's something that we don't have control over, how can we pause? Except it's a demon. The bell guy is dancing and I say, she knows what he's doing. I remember there was a meeting like that I held in Lute, and the lady was doing, around the hall, and the hall we pay for it is per hour, penguin. And that man, one bad man like this, you know him? You remember him? You know, you didn't meet him. He's not tall like this, that man. Use my eyes to see. So we used to hold fellowship there every Friday. Penguin hall. That man, I forget him. You come to me. How can you come to me? We are having a meeting. That's 5 minutes more. And now I will send the assistant pastor. Go and tell him. We'll pay 30 minutes. He has switched off gem before. When the time was up, he just switched off the gem. And he started washing plates. Because the restaurant. And they were bringing out plates. He told his staff, very dishonoring. So, in that kind of place where we are paying per hour, you are not doing spirit. After I already said, hallelujah, amen. Alright, so that's it. That's it. You are sitting. I said, take out. We'll see. After we said take out, you now calm down. Why did you want to go out? Hallelujah. So, every believer has the Spirit of God. Say with me, every believer has the Spirit of God. Look at Romans 8. You learning something? So, it's not what we wait for. Is what we have already. Romans 8. How many? You have people who are born again, yeah? Yes, let me see your hands. Come on. You're born again? You're born again. So that means you're a child of God. You're a child of God? Alright. Romans 8. Can we read verse 9 together? Everybody wants to go. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, meaning, I cannot claim I'm born of God and I don't have the Spirit of God. He says, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you are not even his own. I have the Spirit of God. If any man has not the Spirit of Christ, what's waiting? If any man has not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. That means those who are Christ, those who have believed, they have the Spirit of God. In Galatians 4. Before Galatians 4, 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3. Therefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit calls Jesus accursed. And that no man can say Jesus is Lord. But by what? What does it mean to say Jesus is Lord? To believe in Him. No man can say, I have now accepted the life of Christ without the Holy Ghost. Meaning that the day you believe the gospel, that was by the Spirit. Don't forget, the Spirit of God moving over the waters. Moving over the waters. The day you said yes, the day you said yes, I believe, that was by the Spirit. So I say, but I don't know. Pastor, it does not appear like anything changed. And that's the truth. You believe the gospel, your favorite food did not change, your favorite color did not change, your complexion did not change, nothing really changed. In fact, you are still a Chelsea fan. Mind you. Alright? You are still a Chelsea fan, you are still a Red Devil. So you are wondering, am I truly saved? Am I truly saved? No, you are. Because what really changed is that your spirit is now one with the Spirit of God. No man says Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. It's not possible to get saved without the Spirit of God. What will now follow up will now be that you are growing spiritually. You are now knowing more about what you have received. That's when you now say, okay, I'm not meant to do this. I'm not meant to do this again. Are you understanding? That is not salvation. That is spiritual growth. So you must know the difference between I am saved and I'm growing spiritually. Does that make sense? All right, good. So we've read Romans 8, 9, 1 Corinthians 12, 3. Look at Galatians 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Can we read verse 6 and 7 together? And because you are sons, say I'm a son. Can we read that? God has sent forth His Spirit into crying, wherefore we are no longer servants, but a son, and if a son, an heir of God through Christ. So every man born of the Spirit, because we are sons of God, God has now sent forth His Spirit into our hearts. Is it making sense? Ephesians 1. So, should a believer be waiting for the Spirit? No. You are born of the Spirit. You are born of the Spirit. It's not something we wait for. I don't know. Even if I pray much, I will feel goosebumps. Nah, goosebumps is in your body. The Spirit you are talking about here. Ephesians 1. Verse 13. In whom you also trusted when you heard the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after you have believed, you are what? Sealed with what? The Holy Spirit of promise. That means there is no salvation without the Holy Spirit. When you believed, your salvation was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is our earnest, the earnest of inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. So, you are born of the Spirit. That means you can respond by the Spirit. If you have believed in Jesus, He has sent His Spirit into your heart, He is indwelling you by His Spirit, that means you can do and say and hear by the Spirit. So I can do? Come on. That should be, faith is loud. So I can do? Things by the Holy Ghost. I can see and hear. By the Holy Ghost. I can speak by the Spirit of God. This morning. I can. You believe it? Can we just speak in tongues a bit? You're not done, no? Just speak in tongues a bit. Ladoke sapagogo te handele patas. Lebrono shabdeke katupato poleri yakapatas. Libora de gafakatu lebete katasa. Legdako sake belaku brene yosuntele betastu. Amen. Amen. So, concerning the gifts of the Spirit, we ought to move in the direction of it. It's not for pastors alone. And that's why a lot of mind renewal has to be done. It's the same way someone was fighting me. Said, we must close eyes to pray. Now, I don't have an issue with closing eyes. I close my eyes. Sometimes I open it. But, he saw me in the meeting, so, they were praying, and I was like this, and I was praying. So in that case, he said, that's the wrong goal. And we close our eyes to pray. I said, why? When you close your eyes, what do you see? I mean, I don't see anything. Some of you probably see animals. Something is wrong with you. He said, I just see Jesus. He's a lie. That's a vision. That's not because you close your eyes. And you can see a vision with your eyes wide open like this. Amen. 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 It's not a dream. You can see a vision with your eyes wide open. I can be talking to you and see a vision like this. Just like this. Because it's not happening in time. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember there was a meeting like that. I was teaching. It was a conference. And as I was teaching, I saw something about someone who was just sitting just to my left. I saw everything. It was so much information, and I was still teaching. The only thing was I just took a break. And I said, amen. That was what I said, amen. In that split second, about 3-4 seconds, you already have a vision. I had called the person at the meeting, and I told him what I saw, and said, that was the exact reason why he came to the meeting. Hallelujah. It's not for pastors alone. Everyone who has the Spirit of God can respond by the Spirit. And do you have the Spirit of God? Remember, if you don't have the Spirit of God, there's no business here. You are none of his. We need to get you saved. And that's why, when you are preaching the gospel, you must put that, it must be an emphasis. There must be an emphasis on it. That, see, you are getting saved by the Spirit. You are not going to wait for it. You are already saved, and that salvation is by the Spirit of God. Okay? So, we all can flow by the Spirit, or with the Spirit of God. Let's look at something. What can happen when we flow with the Spirit? What can happen? In Acts 2. Are you with me? Acts chapter 2. What can happen when we decide to flow with the Spirit of God? Now, that word flow is a Hebraic term. He used it to show the fluidity. When you say something is fluid and versatile, something that can turn to another thing, that can easily bend and twist. Uh-huh. So he used that to show how a man can walk by the Spirit. Because as you're speaking in tongues, listen very well. Look up. We can have a meeting where we're all speaking in tongues. And from that tongues, we can have instructions. Right? From that tongues, we can have healing. As we are praying and all that, you know, we can start laying hands for ministry. Right? Just like Acts 13:1. Abi? We can have instructions. Right? Separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. That's an instruction that came from a Holy Ghost meeting. So, he used that to now say, if you can have much of that, from one thing to another, to healing, to instructions, to prophecy, to miracles, all in one, then the Holy Ghost must be very fluid. So he calls it a flow. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? Like, the Spirit is flowing. It's not something that we can just say, this is it. The moment we start, we are the one that play catch up. In our minds, we are the one that play catch up. The Spirit is moving. We play catch up with it. It's not, we cannot say this is what we are going to do in this service, in the Holy Ghost meeting. No, in the Holy Ghost meeting, you give the Spirit of God expression. I cannot say, oh, we are praying for your Holy Ghost meeting, where we allow the Spirit of God to talk, then I'm going to know what I'm going to say, matriculatively. No. No. Here and now, right where we are, is when the Holy Ghost is going to talk, and we are going to hear. It's not for false prophets. It's for every believer in Christ. Alright? So, what can happen when we yield to the Holy Ghost? In Acts 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all gathered in one accord, in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a man rushing wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as that of fire. Mm-hmm. And it sat upon each one of them. Can we verse 4 together, everybody? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to, as the Spirit gave them. Alright? So, what happens when we flow with the Spirit? We can all speak with tongues. Can we all speak with tongues? Come on, do that. Let's do that. Come on, nobody should be left out. We can all speak with tongues. Leba kakatu susu balakatasta. Liberove ketibun. Deskiada balakatasta. Amen. Now, what else can happen? It can lead to prayer. In Acts 4, it can lead to prayer and evangelism. Don't forget, in Acts 2, when Peter was done speaking in tongues, he now preached and 3,000 people got saved. In Acts 4 verse 31, and when they had prayed, this place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God with boldness. So we are seeing that what the move of the Spirit can bring, tongues, prayer, evangelism. We can now speak the word of God with boldness. It can also lead to interpretation. Now, what's interpretation? Now, listen very well. Interpretation is, when you say you are interpreting something, what does it mean? Eh? No. Interpretation is different from translation. Eh? You are giving the meaning, right? So, if I say, Omo man, you lele, jari. If I say, Omo Chelsea lele. Now, the translation will be, this is a Chelsea child. Right? But that's not what I'm saying. It's not a Chelsea child. Chelsea does not have children. Right? What will now be the interpretation? He supports Chelsea. Or bless him, he's a loser. Right? Okay? That will now be, I'm giving meaning to it. He's a loser. He's a thug. Have you not heard it before? No, I'm not lying. Have you heard it before? They say, oh, I'm a Chelsea lele. They say, ah, he's a thug. Most of them are thugs. 99.9. Including brother Faith. Alright. The only one that is very talk is one pastor that I know like that, so I will exclude him. All of them. Alright, so we can now have interpretation. What does interpretation? Who needs interpretation? Is it you? No. Yes, sir. If I'm speaking in tongues, I don't need interpretation. If it's my private prayer, I don't need interpretation. Whatever it has blessed me. I can have prophecy while I'm praying. I can hear things and write them down. But the moment we come together as a church, these are very basic things. And we all start speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues. Now, as you're speaking in tongues, who is getting blessed? The person that's sitting beside you, what you just did now, does it affect the person? At all. No. How can I now ensure that the person is also blessed? Eh? I will now interpret my tongues. Is it making sense? So the moment I now set out to bless someone, or I set out to be a blessing to someone in a meeting, so I go, then I interpret my tongues. Is it making sense? That way, she is now a recipient of tongues. Of the blessedness of the Spirit that I just did. Is it making sense? Come on, is it making sense? Alright? So, interpretation is for others. Tongues is for you. Interpretation is for others. Now, can we add interpretation of tongues when we flow with the Spirit? Yes. In Acts chapter 10. You learn something? If we teach these things well, we will all walk in it. Because it is the plan of God for us. If we teach it well, we will walk in it. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. To hear from God. It's not. The only issue is that a lot of times, people allow guilt. So, is that my demon that will not hear from God? Let people be hearing me, telling me. No. I can hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can hear from God. I can. You believe you can? You can. So when it's time, you can hear from God. You can bless lives. You can prophesy. You can prophesy, sir. Dolakwa, you can prophesy. Huh? Sit well. Say, I can prophesy. Good. You can. Acts 10. Is that? Can we read verse 45 and 46? And they of the circumcision that believed, they were surprised. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured the gifts of the Holy Ghost. And for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, wait. They heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. How did they know they were magnifying God? Eh? That means interpretation has been done. Is it making sense? Because if they heard them speak in tongues, they don't know what they are doing. They just say, hey, blah, 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 blah. So how do you know they are magnifying God? The tongues has been interpreted. So we can have interpretation of tongues. Acts 19. Is with this. Acts 19, verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And prophesied. What's prophecy? Prophecy is to speak by the inspiration of God. It's to speak by the inspiration of God. It can bring instruction. It can bring comfort. Is it making sense? It can be an instruction. It can be a teaching. It can be a comfort, a statement of comfort. But that's what prophecy is. So it says, when Paul had the hands of them, the Holy Ghost came upon them and they spoke with tongues and then they said something. Something that we all could hear. Alright? So we can have interpretation. Look at the one that can bring comfort, for example, in Luke 1. So by the Holy Ghost, I can bring comfort. By the Holy Ghost, I can speak encouragement. You know, I heard of one story of a particular brother like that, and it was in an Holy Ghost meeting. The funny thing is, that was his first time in that church, from what I was told. That was his first time in that church, and he just came in as his last service. He wanted to kill himself. That was going to be his last service. He just said, let me just go and do this one. And fortunately, it was a Holy Ghost meeting. So as they started the Holy Ghost meeting, someone came to him and said, and told him exactly what he planned to do. And said, don't do it. That by so, gave him a particular date. That everything you thought is going downhill is coming up. And told him what to do, and told him what to do, and told him what to do. And that was it. So he didn't kill himself. Hallelujah. You know, we have comfort. Amen. You know, we have information. To be a blessing to others. Because the essence of the gift of the Spirit is not to make a name for yourself. It's not showmanship. And that's what you see in law of charismatic. But that's the reason why a lot of people want to know how to do it. I remember when we were younger because I'm still young, I'm about 16. But when we were younger, there's one of my friends like that. And he said it loud. He said, oh, just the bam motion revision. That's what he said. Oh, just the bam motion revision last song. He's my friend. So it's not that he does not know what. Edaron. Orioke. Oh, Maloshi Orioke. Let me interpret what I just said. The day I know how to see vision, he will go and start his own mountain. Because very unserious. Because a lot of people think the reason for the healing gift is so that you can do like Pastor Chris. You can say, hello Pastor, there's someone here. You think you want to do it? I believe. When I had to practice it. Now that's Pastor Chris. You don't know what God told him. Don't go and fight grace. Stay on your lane. Amen. The gift of the Spirit is not for show. I've seen a pastor draw line before and say, yeah, pass it. People pass it, not fall. Why? Why should I say you should pass it? Who has that one blessed? Amen. I'm drawing line. I say, pass it. Why? Oh yeah, okay, who has been edified? Both the pastor, both the line, and the linesman. Everybody. No edification. Pure entertainment. I want to show you something now. Now I put seats. Yeah, sit down on this seat. Then you sit down and say, okay. Okay, you have sat down. You are falling down. Who is blessed? You are not blessed. I am not blessed. The body of God is not edified. Why are we doing it? It's not for show. Are you with me this morning? It's for edification. Edification means to build up. It's meant to build you up. So, when we interpret tongues, we can have comfort. Luke 1. Verse 41. It came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby in her womb leaped. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know, last week I said Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Then Zechariah, her husband, too, was what? Huh? Filled with the Holy Ghost. We should have couples like that. Amen. Not that your own husband. So it's always, yeah, give me food. Oh, that, you know, they feel with the Holy Ghost. First date question. Amen. Do you flow with the Spirit? So what do you mean? I remember one joke. He said, first date question. He said, let's study Obadiah. He said, what chapter? Ha. If you don't get that one, sir, you said, you have issue. He said, let's study Obadiah. He said, what chapter? Chapter 4. In trust with God. Alright. Chapter 4, the title is in trust with God. Not in God we trust. Okay. Amen. So you can be full of the Holy Ghost. Say, I can be full of the Holy Ghost. Ah, no, that's not loud. Say, I can be full of the Holy Ghost. What you do is that you prep yourself. I'm expecting that you are speaking in tongues as the teaching is going on. That way, see, that's where you have conditioned yourself to be ready. There was not time to, that's why you are now starting to gear yourself up. You're already muttering tongues. Amen. Amen. You know, this morning there's revelation. This morning things are set straight. In order. In the name of Jesus. No confusion. No confusion. In the name of Jesus. Luke 1. Verse 42. And she spoke out with a loud voice saying, blessed are you among women. Blessed the fruit of your womb. And why is this come to me? The mother of the Lord should come to me. For lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there is a performance of the things that have been spoken to her from the Lord. What is she doing? Strengthening Mary. Said there will be a performance of the things that God has spoken to you. Blessed are you if you believe. See what she's doing? Because she's full of the Holy Ghost, she can now comfort and encourage others. So we flow with the Spirit of God. See, let me tell you, look up. All the gifts are yours. What did I say? I know what I'm saying. There can be this mental block where a lot of people think, you know what, Pastor, I can do tongues. I can do prophecy. I do interpretation. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, I do it. But Pastor, you see, discerning of spirits, the gift of faith, I have not done it. And so, there can be this, listen very well, there can be this temptation to always stick with what you have always done. No. No. No, you can actually see visions. Okay, you know what we are going to do? This morning, we have a lot of visions. Come. This morning, I'm serious, this morning, right where we are, we are going to see and know things supernaturally. Huh? We're going to see and know things. We're going to see and know things. Watch. Watch. We're going to do it. So, all the gifts are yours. What I say?
All the gifts are mine.
What I say?
All the gifts are mine.
What I say? All the gifts are yours. Why? Because they are all in the Spirit. Some of you can answer 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4. There are diversities of gifts. I mean, there are 9 actually, right? That Paul mentioned. 9 of them. He said, but the same Spirit. Now, I used to say, if you buy a house, say you buy a house at Ikoyi, and say, 4-bedroom duplex, right? So you bought it, say, 75. Okay, you cannot say 75 at Ikoisha. Let's say 95. Right? Semi-furnished. Million. So, 95, let's go and buy it, Pastor. 95 million, yeah. Amen. And, so you now get to the, after buying it, they give you the key to the building and everything. You're not sleeping in the sitting room. Okay, let's say your friend bought it. He's not sleeping in the sitting room. You went to visit him and say, why is your bed in the sitting room? Your gas cooker, sitting room. What else is inside the house? Eh? I've said bed. Eh? Bucket, sitting room. Sponge, sitting room. Then the person has said, I don't know if I can enter the rooms. What are you going to say? All the rooms are yours. Eh? Why? Because the house is yours. All the rooms are yours. Because the house is yours. All the rooms are yours.
because the house is yours. All the gifts are yours because the Spirit is yours. It's diversities of the gifts, but it's the same Spirit. If I've got the Spirit, I've got the gifts. If I have the Spirit, I have the gifts. I'm not having it to show. I'm not having it to do anything. I'm having it to edify others and myself in the body of Christ. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So all the gifts are ours.
This morning.
All the gifts are ours. Play for me. Play for me as I close. This morning, all the gifts are ours. Tongues is mine. Tongues is mine. Interpretation of tongues is mine. Clarity in my interpretation. Precision in my interpretation. I can see. I can know. I can do things supernaturally. Oh, this morning. Spirit of God. We flow with the Spirit. The direction you want us to go, Lord. We move by your power. 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 Healing this morning. Healing this morning. Healing this morning. Healing this morning. Healings this morning. Healings, 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 healings. Healings, 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 healings. Healings this morning. 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 They said that livers. They said that livers, something is wrong. This morning, God's power is healing you. This morning. Parika de sepakuleti kanemas. Lira topo sum deliketosna. Oh. I can demonstrate the Holy Ghost. Oh, this morning. It is me and the divine power of God. Oh, this morning. I'm an expert with the things of the Spirit. I am professional with the things of the Spirit. It's not beyond me. Visions and revelations, sight and sounds by the Spirit of God. Just like the act of your apostles, it is happening again. This house shaking together. The Spirit of God, cloven tongues as of that of fire upon everyone as the Holy Ghost give utterances. Oh, visions. Visions and visions and visions and visions and visions. What God's plan is revealed to us. Is revealed to us. We see and know things supernaturally. Times, names, dates, places, colors, people, events to come, events that have passed. Encouragement and comfort. This morning, encouragement and comfort. This morning, songs by the Spirit. Songs that will lift the soul. Songs that will last for ages. Songs that will bless men. Songs that will raise ministers. Songs that will encourage. This morning. It is the Holy Ghost walking in us. This morning is the Holy Ghost doing His thing. It's the Holy Ghost doing His thing. Oh, we will live here with so much joy. We will live here with so much conviction. With so much assurance. With so much. So much of what the Spirit is doing. We see what the Spirit can show. Only what God can do. That's what we have this morning. Only what God can show. That's what I will see this morning. Only what God can say. That's what I'm hearing this morning. I can hear clearly. All my faculties are sensitive to the things of the Spirit. I can see. I can know. I am effective. Don't stop speaking in tongues. Don't press the brakes. It's called a flow. Don't press the brakes. I speak in tongues. I profess. Pray in tongues. I give direction to the power of God. The Holy Ghost ever walking through. It's easy for me. You know it? You know that part? I speak in tongues, I prophesy. I speak in tongues, I prophesy. I give direction to the power of God, the Holy Ghost, ever walking through. It's easy for me. It's easy for me. I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I give direction to the power of God, the Holy Ghost, ever walking through. It's easy for me. Do we have it now? It's easy for me. His will is. Jesus made it easy. I speak with tongues, I prophesy, I give directions to the power of God, the Holy Ghost ever walking through. It's easy for me. Use me, Lord. And speak to me, Lord. I'll be a blessing and I'll be blessed. Everything you want to tell me this morning, Lord. My ears are open. My ears are open. Everything you want to say through me, Lord. My mouth is open. Like the pen of a ready writer. Like the pen of a ready writer. My tongue is set. I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I give direction to the power of God, the Holy Ghost, ever walking through, ever walking through. It's easy for me. Ever walk in through. Yeah. Amen. You ready?
Yes,
you ready?
Yes,
I'm expecting more agility. You ready?
Yes,
you're ready.
Yes,
let's sing that song. I speak in tongues. I prophesy. Prophet, help me. I give direction to the power of God. The Holy Ghost ever walking through. It's easy for me. It's easy for me.
I speak in tongues.
I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I give direction to the power of God. The Holy Ghost ever walking through. It's easy for me. It's easy. It's with this, come on. It's with this. It's with this. I speak and know. And I meet me. It's with this. Jesus made it easy.
Let's say from beginning again. I speak in tongues.
I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I give direction to the power of God, the Holy Ghost ever walking through. It's easy for me.
You believe that?
It's easy for me.
I speak in tongues.
I speak in tongues. I prophesy. I give direction to the power of God, the Holy Ghost ever walking through. It's easy.
It's easy for me. Come on.
It's easy for.
It's with this.
It's with this. It's with this.
I speak and know, and I meet me. He's with me. Jesus made it easy.
I do his will.
Amen. Amen. You are too serious. Is it because you want to give direction to God's power? You are too serious. Smile. Laugh. It's not easy your thing. Is that clear? Wait, is it a confession? Calm down. It's not hard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are a child of God. Weighty. You are born of his spirit. Abi? Eh? Hey, it's easy now. It's easy. You said it's easy for you. Actually, it is easy. Amen. Yeah. What does it take? You sit down. You want to bless the people in your group. Keep speaking in tongues. You're going to get impulses by the Spirit. Is that clear? You are going to hear things. You're going to know things supernaturally. It's easy. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is always wanting to bless. And the moment you say, I want to bless, he walks through you. Simple, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Hallelujah. It's not hard. I can see people, your face is already doing it because you want to do things of the Spirit. Yes, I can. It's with this. Calm down. If it's with this, you know, it's with this. You just go ahead and do your thing. It's your thing. Is that clear? These are the things you do when you want to show your true color. Hallelujah. So I'll show you my true color. I'll show you my true color. That's healing. I'll show you my true color. That's revelation. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes. You know, so this morning, we just do our thing. Is that fine?
Yes, sir.
Is that fine?
Yes, sir.
And we're going to live here blessed. Oh, everything God wants to tell me. Everything God wants to show me. Oh, this one, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it, Lord. My heart is set. My heart is set. My ears are obedient ears. When God speaks to me, I take it. So let's take that song again. So you are, of course, in the believer's meeting, you are not just focused on you getting blessed. You are also focused on getting people blessed. Is that fine? That is love in our Christian meetings. Amen. Uh-huh. So you ensure that you are not just focused on people. Sister, you have not told me anything. Tell me. You have told me. You have not told me. You God, have you told anybody anything? Amen. And everybody can do it. It's not a pastor thing. It does not matter if you got saved this morning before coming to service. Eh? If you got saved this morning before coming to service, you can have revelations and sights and sounds by the Spirit. Like I said, we have a lot of visions. Watch. If just incline your heart towards it. This morning is the morning. Amen. You know who said first times? Can't believe you have started already. You know who said first times? That's what we have. Renewals by the Spirit.